Make sense of dollars on Money FM 89.3.
Well, time now for companies to watch. We take a look at potential market movers and trading ideas. Today, we are focusing on telcos. And to help ring up some of the numbers with us, we have Rusmin Ang, co-founder of investment education firm The Fifth Person. This is something that really relates to me because for a long time, telcos have been a great dividend play. Rusmin, you just wrapped up the results of the telcos. What was your main takeaway? Who were the biggest winners and losers?
I think among the treats, we can see that there are a lot of pressures in terms of revenue per user among all the three telcos. In fact, they have been coming down. So the one that I think is going to affect the most, of course, is StarHub. Yes. Recently, a result that actually dipped quite significant, to the over percent. But if you look at the local telcos among the three, okay, M1 actually is more susceptible to price war because before all these four telcos coming in, we are already seeing some price war among themselves and also the new virtual operators.
Okay? Wow, so a lot of pressure on margins and yield. So let's zoom in on what you think is the best one to look at first.
I think, of course, the safest one would probably be Singtel because Singtel only has 30% of their bottom line coming from Singapore market. The rest, like Indonesia, India, and Australia actually contribute the rest of the bottom line. Okay, so Singtel is probably the safest because they are more diversified. So even if four telco were to come in, I think they are probably the one that least affected. Okay, so their yield is around 5.2% as of yesterday closing. So if this is actually the last scene that we have seen during the Eurodebt crisis, on a relative valuations is much cheaper as compared to the other two.
Well, of course, the fourth telco we're talking about is TPG. We're expecting it to come in around later this year.
End of this year or early next year.
Yep. So this is, of course, a lot of people are optimistic on Singtel because it's diversified across many businesses. Talking about enterprise security, a lot of other enterprise segments as well, not just on the consumer side.
Yeah, they're also doing Internet of Things, so they're actually going after this digital digitizations among the enterprises.
Okay, let's move on to StarHub. We've been following the news, CEO Tan Tong Hai actually has been on a shopping spree, buying up his own stock.
Yes, yes.
Should we investors also be getting on the same
boat? I think if you are perfectly happy with 6.4% yield, and you know that the pressure is going to come on board once fourth telco was to come in, if you don't mind slightly lower yield moving down the route, I think you can consider, but for me, I would rather look at a safer one. Okay, so in StarHub, I think if you look at the one segments that they have, which is the cable TV, and this is a segment which I think has been disrupted by OTT players like Netflix and Amazon Prime Video. Okay, so nowadays, young people are actually watching more Netflix.
So, like yourself?
YouTube. I don't watch Netflix, but I don't look at YouTube or Facebook. So there's actually change of consumer behavior. Okay, so cable TV could be something in the past, and it's something that I think StarHub is going to face a lot of competition or disruption on this space. But thankfully, they have this fixed enterprises that's actually growing very fast, and I think they should be able to cover the some loss of income in this area. Okay, but among their mobile services, it's going to face a lot of challenges. And these virtual operators are charging at a dirt cheap price. So if you look at the data plan, unlimited data plan that's offered by 01, the recent virtual mobile operators, they're charging about $29.90, whereas compared to Singtel, it's about $100 a month.
A lot of competition. One thing that's been working very well for them over the years has been this hubbing package. And you're stuck with them as well?
I'm stuck with them. I'm one of the customers. If not for the cable TV, I would have cancelled them. My aunt and uncle is still watching them. So they are more traditional. They don't watch tablets, you know. So they'd rather stick to their old cable TV. So that's why I think StarHub's strategy in terms of maintaining, retaining the customer is much better as compared to M1.
So it's a bit of stickiness with StarHub compared to M1.
Yes, yeah. So M1, I mean, their international calls are actually suffering challenges. Nowadays, people don't use international call. Okay, they use WeChat, WhatsApp, and we can do it over the internet.
Let's contextualize M1. What area is the biggest revenue coming from?
Mobile services, okay, and then followed by they have broadband, which is actually growing very fast. And then the last one is, of course, still the internet calls. And this is still contributing about 6 to 7%. But I think this segment, we have to write it off over the next 5 to 10 years because I think it has been disrupted by the internet.
Yeah, for M1, it's been putting itself up as the most value player
for money.
But this is going to be very difficult with more competition, especially prices going down. Yep. So you're not very optimistic. What's the yield on M1 like?
6.4%, very similar to StarHub. Okay, so and Singtel being the safest is about 5.2%.
Okay. Well, thanks, Rusmin. Rusmin's been talking about telco stocks. Singtel's been his most bullish pick, and Starhub M1, not so much. That was Rusmin Ang. He's co-founder of investment education firm The Fifth Person.
Money FM 89.3. Stay ahead.